Hello, and welcome to this first episode of Mastering the D. I'm Faiza, your new relationship fairy godmother, here to guide you from single to mingle to married. Now, I'm super excited about this, right? It was ever really a corny beginning. For a first show, it's like, bitch, you couldn't have started off better than that. But I'm not about like sitting here editing and trying to make this all perfect. I'm here to give you information that's important, that's valid, that is valuable, so that you could just master dating. Get out of the position that you're in right now, like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. What's happening with my life? I'm never going to meet someone. It's like, bitch, well, you got to focus on you right now. Okay? That's why. You got to focus on you. Now, while I'm primarily speaking to the ladies, everyone is welcome to stick around because the advice I'm about to share applies to anyone on the quest to find the one. Okay, but let's be real. Ladies, we often find ourselves lost in the dating world, don't we? Right? Are you nodding right now? Because you should be, you know? And it's time for some straight talk with no like sugarcoating or regurgitated advice that just goes in one ear and out the other. You know, we've had enough of that already. Time to give it straight, right? So I'm so excited to have you here right now. So I want you to just sit back and relax. And if you're driving, please make sure to lower your volume. And if everybody should lower their volume because my voice is really loud. Okay, I'm Palestinian, Puerto Rican blood, Italian blood. There was no way that God was going to give me vocals that were anything more than what they are right now, okay? And don't get me started about my laugh. That's another reason you should just lower the volume, okay? Now, I used to be really like hurt by people labeling me like the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, like the Midwest. And the thing is, it used to bother me a lot. It used to be like, man, why do people have this perception of me that like I'm just such a bitch, right? But then I realized it was my bitch side that was helping so many people. The villainous side that everybody was like always being like, oh, she's horrible person. It's like, yeah, but that side was helping a great many fucking people. A great many fucking people heal, find themselves, find love, keep a relationship fucking healthy. It's just like after 16 years of working with people from all walks of life, you guys, I've realized that the sugarcoating, that's just not going to do us any good. Okay, we need the raw, unfiltered truth, no matter how hard it may be and no matter how ugly it may be. Trust me, people appreciate it a hell of a lot more if you give it to them straight because it changes a lot more lives. Why? Because I want you to find love. I don't want you to be the woman that's walking around bitter, angry. I don't need a man. Fuck all men. It's like, oh gosh. Ugh, it just reeks of bitter woman syndrome, you know? And we don't want, you don't find love in bitter woman syndrome, which we'll get into at some point on this podcast, okay? I've come up with the term bitter woman syndrome for women who have been hurt by a man or men, and then they've lost all hope in love and relationship and of having anything healthy or in men in any way, shape, or form. So they're like, fuck men. I hate them. I hope all their dicks fall off, right? And it's like, well, honey, that's great. But at the end of the day, you get on the phone with me and you start crying about how lonely you are and how badly you want a relationship. So it's like, you know, the contradiction doesn't help. So when you come here to Mastering the D, you're going to be real. We're going to talk real. All right? So let's dive into it on this episode of Mastering the D. But first, let's get a word from our sponsors, who are absolutely nobody. You know, there is no sponsor yet. It's coming. I'm laughing because all I'm wondering is like, who are you guys thinking I was going to say? Like, let's dive in it, right? Mr. Right. How do we find him? I mean, how do we really find him, right? But what if I told you that in order to find Mr. Right, you have to build him? Mm-hmm. That's right. Have you ever seen the movie Field of Dreams? You know, with Kevin Costner, Amy Madigan, James Earl Jones, and Ray Liotta. It's a classic. If you haven't seen it, go watch it today. I'm not kidding. Watch it. I'm not going to spoil it. It's just, I'll say this. In the movie, a farmer, he builds like this baseball field where he's like inspired by this like mysterious voice that says, if you build it, he will come. Again, I'm not going to spoil the movie for you and tell you what it was, connect to that. But that phrase, the idea that if you have a clear understanding of what you want and you consistently work towards it, you can manifest anything you desire. And that includes Mr. Right. Right? So when I first saw this, like, keep in mind at this point, like when I saw this film back in the 90s, I had no idea that I would become like a dating and life coach, and I would be the first Muslim dating and life coach, that I'd have all that responsibility put on me. And like, I had to do so many things right, which I didn't do many things right. Did many, many things fucking wrong. First person to say it, right? But I didn't have any guidance. I didn't have anybody to teach me anything. I had to do it all on my own. And years later, I would watch it when I would come into this profession, right? And I sat there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder. I mean, it sounds a little crazy when you watch the movie. Again, not going to spoil it for you, but when I watched it and the concept they had for it, right? It's very different from what I had, but in the sense, very much the same. And I thought, well, what if I apply this to finding a man? Right? Because I had just come out of that really shitty relationship with Pan, who was my first forever boyfriend, first everything. And I'm like, gosh, I need to get this right. Like, I can't go through a second fucked up relationship. Like, it's just kind of a shame. You know how that saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I live by that shit. I really live by that shit. Because once you become very aware of the problem and what needs to be fixed, shame on you if you don't do that. You know, and there's a lot of things I'm not aware of, even if I've messed up a lot of times. But in the dating realm, oh, I was very aware that I wanted a healthier relationship. And what I wanted to look for wasn't something I had ever had before. So I had to build him. And it's very important to start by saying that I knew that I was ready to even sit down to build him when I was excited about even having a man in my life. Because after that relationship, I like my very toxic relationship, I felt like there was, through the healing process, which you should never date when you're healing. Never. You know, the whole rebound, jump into another relationship. Can we keep each other company? Like fucking Justin Bieber song. That should not exist. When you break up with somebody, you should honor and respect that relationship by staying single until you heal and flush it completely out of your system. You know, you don't take that trauma, that pain, and that unhealed heart and go throw it into another relationship with somebody that you most likely will fuck up. Or if you meet somebody who's really toxic and shitty or worse than your ex, comes along and you think, oh, that's love because I just want some company. Again, singing the fucking Justin Bieber song. And it's like, bitch, stop singing songs. Sit down and be single. Put your muffin away. Heal. Go heal. Go find yourself. Go get this garbage out of your system so that you can open the door for something magical and an amazing real man to come along, right? So I really want to stress that I only even sat down, as you should, and I've stressed this even with clients, don't sit down to build your man when you're not ready for the man. If you're healing from a past guy, go heal that past guy and then come back to build your man. This podcast will be here. I will be here. Hello. Not going anywhere, you know? Even though the haters want me to. I'm going to be here, guys. Not going anywhere, you know? Get used to it. And hey, I'm going to like give a shameless plug over here, okay? If you are struggling with heartbreak and not knowing what to do, go over to my website, expiredandfabulous.com. And purchase my audiobook, From Broken to Fabulous, which helps you go from the broken state you're in, conquer your heartbreak, and come out a whole new woman with a whole new perspective, finding a whole new man. You know what I mean? So make sure to do that. Again, expiredandfabulous.com, and the audiobook is From Broken to Fabulous. So heal you before, and you know you're healed, right? When you have, as I did, like this enthusiasm. Like, oh my God, I want to meet a guy again. Not all guys are trash and garbage and you can't trust any of them and they're all going to hurt you. No. There are men, keyword men, and there is a man, keyword man, out there that is going to treat me with a deep level of respect, someone I can trust, somebody I can value, that I will feel appreciated by, that will
make me feel like I can bury that masculine side I've had to live in for so long and take on my feminine side, feel safe, feel protected, feel like I want to be taken care of, like I can trust a man to do that. And when that wall came down, the fuck men, I don't need him anymore, you know, when that wall came down, and that's when healing settled in, that's when I knew I'm ready to build him, because I'm not going to be building from a place of bitterness and anger. I'm building from a place of love and enthusiasm and excitement and trust. That's kind of like when I knew that I was ready to put myself out there. And that's also what has happened to every client. It's kind of like this, oh my God, Faiza, you know, I kind of want to go out and meet a guy and I'm feeling excited again. And maybe a guy won't hurt me like my ex did. And it's like, yes, yay. Healing is a beautiful thing. Can't stress it enough. So please invest in your healing. Not easy. And it's hell, sure. But it's going to be hell now or later. Just make it hell now and get it over with. Get it over with now, right? And again, I also, like, I can't tell you why Field of Dreams and Kevin Costner and this circumstance made me think and apply it to a build a man list and that I would even title it that. But oh boy, did it fucking work. That's exactly what happened. He arrived exactly as I had imagined. And, you know, and although that didn't work out, okay, you know, for its own reasons, we'll get into that at some point. This isn't about me. This is about you. You finding love. And not focusing on the coach. Okay, coaches never play, you big old stupid. And here's the thing also, when I want to rebuild my man, right now I'm focusing on me. There's things I need to be focusing on and healing and growing in. And I know the areas I need to be doing that in, that I want to respect the one, my soulmate, enough to do that work. So when he comes, he doesn't have to deal with that bullshit. So I'm working on me right now, and I have purposely chosen not to build my man again because I don't want him to come. I don't want him to come yet. And this works so well that I don't want to call him in just yet. I'm like, stay over there for a little bit longer. Okay, of course, we have no control over God's plan, right? But my point is that everything is within God's plan. God knows I'm not ready for a relationship right now. God knows I'm not ready for the one just yet because I have, again, certain things I'm working on. I don't want to get into that because it's not about me right now. This is about you. I am your coach. I'm coaching you. Coaches sit on the sideline. You play. Okay? Focus on your playing. But play right. Play right. And the way to play right is to heal you first, then go out to build your man. Yeah? Is am I making that really, really clear? Are you nodding your head right now? Okay, good. Nod with me, please. But my point is in all of this that it worked so well, this build-a-man list, that I was not only floored, but I'm like, oh my God, I have to share it with others. I have to tell my client, do this, try this. When a client would tell me, hey, I feel like I'm ready to go out to start dating, when they would get healed enough that they get to that natural moment. And again, this all happens naturally. If you're doing it right, it happens naturally like this. You can't force it. So when a client would say they were ready to start dating, the first thing I would ask them to do is build a man list. So I tell them, get out a piece of paper and I want you to first assignment is to build a man, okay? I want you to build your man. And when I say build a man, right, I'm not talking about like creating a man like a robot. Let me explain it. You pull out a notebook, right? The one titled Mastering the D exclusively for you, me, and this journey. Okay? I mean today. Go get one because you're going to really need it. You're going to reference back to a lot of the entries you're going to put in there from today moving forward. So please don't be fucking lazy. Go get a notebook. Be old school for a change. Try something original. You know, it's great. So you get a notebook, right? And you title it Mastering the D exclusively for us in this journey. And you write at the top, build my man. Okay, not mine, yours. And you write out the following sentence. Okay, are you ready for it? You write out, today I met Mr. Wright, or you could say the one. You could say my soulmate, my other half. I don't care what you titled. Just, I met him today and he's... And then you write out as much as you can about him. I mean, really get into it.
like you would for a manifestation list or for your vision board. You know when they tell you to, well, you have to jot it all down and journal it so that the universe knows what you're expecting. Well, that's the same thing you have to do here. You really have to get intentional about it, which this should be very easy for my tarot addicts out there, you know? This is important because knowing who Mr. Right is helps you define the relationship goals, you know, the values, and it allows you to focus on, you know, your efforts on finding someone who aligns with you on a vision of like, you know, compatibility. And you can't find Mr. Right if you can't identify him. And that's what this list serves as. A better way to identify what exactly are you looking for. So that's why you have to write it out. And not just what he looks like, you know, because there's so many people that get so caught up on the looks and how much money he makes. Because, you know, but the thing is that looks and money, my gosh, that fade, that could be gone tomorrow. That could be gone tomorrow. And age, I mean, age, it looks fade in time. What lasts is emotional connection, which that will almost always ensure a lasting physical connection and attraction. Compatibility. Compatibility, especially in your lifestyle, in your traditions, in your values. What lasts is the respect for each other's dreams and goals. I mean, a relationship goes deep, you guys. It's not just that what you see on fucking Instagram and TikTok. There's not that surface-based filter shit you see all over social media and these couples videos that just make me want to just hand them a grenade filled with black chunky glitter. I swear to God. You know, there's no bitterness in it. It is just so much anger about how people look at these couples like, oh my God, I want to be like them. It's like, you don't even know what these people's lives are like. Shut up. Stop. And you don't know what they worked to get that partner. How much did they suffer? How much did they go through to find that individual? You know, you don't have those answers. So don't envy anybody. Focus on yourself. So remember, a healthy relationship, it goes beyond the surface, right? Substance over surface, okay? And let me tell you something else this list helps you do. It helps you have a clearer understanding of where you're at and what you, the person listening to this right now, want. It's about figuring out who you are, not who you claim to be on Snapchat and Instagram stories, right? You, the individual dater listening to me right now. What does a relationship mean to you? Does it involve having a title? Answering these questions reveals different types of daters. Like, for example, there's the guy who shies away from titles and he can't even say the word relationship. And then there's the man who only dates with intention and he's looking for like a woman that he could marry and treat like a queen. You see what I mean? So there's a difference in what you're looking for reveals a very different dater. Knowing you defines the man you'll date. I'm going to say that again because that needs to sink somewhere in your head. Knowing you defines the man you'll date. Who you date from the moment you hear this amazing voice of mine, okay? And register the words that are coming out of my mouth depends on your own understanding and clarity of who you, the dater, are. So you got to get real. Yeah, you got to peel away those layers and you have to truly look at who you are. The more self-aware you become, the more equipped you'll be to recognize what aligns with your, you know, with you and your desires. Let me give you another example, right? A client who we'll call Samira, hello, you know, complained once to me like about having like so tired of meeting all these like shitty guys. And they were all cheaters who were still friends with their exes, you know, and they believed that women should go Dutch on everything in a relationship. I mean, it was just shit, right? And Samira, she hated it. Like, this girl was fed up. So I had her grab a piece of paper and I had her build her man, very much like I told you to do right now. And you got to write it all out. And I told her to write it all out. I mean, even as far as writing out about his relationship with his friends. For example, there's a man, right? There's men who are selective about their friendship and they have a mind of their own amongst those friends versus a guy who's a people pleaser, right? So is Mr. Right a man who's self-aware and confident, or is he a cocky little boy who needs constant validation from his friends and his family and the fucking Uber driver? Who is he? right? Two different daters. Do you see what I'm saying? These are presenting two different types of daters. One is Mr. Right. One is Mr. Very, Very Wrong. One is a soulmate. The other is a foemate, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So I told Sumita, I'm like, you go deep, girlfriend. I need to know everything. Tell me everything about what are you looking for in this man? And the thing is, when I reviewed Sumita's list, as I have for like every client for years now, I mean, I've read more Build-A-Man lists than I can tell you. I love every single one of them. I mean, learned so much from every single one. But as I'm reading her list, Sumita's going on and on, but she just could not understand why she wasn't getting the guy. So I asked her, I'm like, you want to hear the hard truth? She goes, yeah, obviously, that's why I'm here. I feel like every client's always said that. They're like, obviously, why else am I here? I'm here because I know you'll give it to me. And I said two things to her. So number one, every guy that she dated didn't make the list. You know, like every single guy that she had gone on a date with, that she had been in a relationship, situation, whatever it was with, not one of them made the list. Not one. So Sumita may have known what she was looking for, but she struggled in becoming aware and implementing the actions to get out and save herself a hell of a lot of time and heartbreak by dismissing the Mr. Wrongs that she was trying to make Mr. Right. Granted, I mean, everything's a lesson, right? So nothing's ever for nothing, but, you know, hell, if you could avoid some potholes, why the fuck would you not? That's what I'm sitting here to do, to help you avoid some of the potholes you don't need to be getting into. The second thing was that she was struggling with conflicting dependency. Let me give you an example. Sumita hated, okay, she hated men, like correct, who don't believe in chivalry, all right, and showing a woman that he can, he will, and he wants to provide for her, right? I mean, that makes sense. What woman doesn't want a man to do that? Yet the problem was that Sumita was riding the I don't need a man train, where she would pull out her wallet and go Dutch. Okay, when she would play, like drop jokes to the guy, like, oh, are you gonna cover this one? And he would just laugh. Yeah, okay, sure. So funny. Bitch, what's funny about that? He just said he's not gonna cover. What's funny about that? You're asking me if he's going to pay for you shouldn't even have to ask him if he's going to pay for dinner. But she would laugh it off. She'd laugh it off like, oh, it's not so funny. It's funny times. It's like, but it wasn't funny when she got home and started crying about it. You know what I mean? It didn't stop her that when the check came to the table, she was the first one to pull out her wallet. So I had to tell Sumita, I'm like, well, if you want a man to be chivalrous, then you have to be open to chivalry. Right? So that means he pays, period. What the fuck? When did we get so lost? How are we not embarrassed to even have these types of conversations? Really, how are we not even embarrassed to let guys get off the hook like that? Ladies, what the fuck is wrong with us? What happened? Are we stupid? What happened? I know exactly what it is. I had to make a term for it because it exists amongst women. Bitter woman syndrome. Where you don't want a man to do anything for you. Fuck them. Fuck them all. And it's like, no, fuck the one that hurt you. Not every guy. The fuck? There's a lot of great men out there. And a lot of great men that want to pay. A red flag is him not paying, ladies. Him waiting for you to reach. Oh, ew. Ugh. Run. Pew. In that order, okay? So I told her, I said, if this is the guy that you want, the one you built here, you have to level up, girlfriend. You have to change your mentality and your actions. But let's start with that mentality. You know, you have to go from I don't need a man to I want a high value man, right? Because the men you don't need are the trash you've been dating. That's what the problem is. But the high value man you're going for, oh, you want him. But he doesn't want you at the level you're at. You have to level up. You got to change the whole I don't need a man mentality. Like, who the fuck taught? Oh, gosh, ladies, that is pain speaking. That is not the truth. Of course we fucking need men. And men need women. We need each other. The fuck we don't need is more fucked up daters running around fucking other people up. That's what we don't need anymore. So let's work on that. Now, Samira implemented changes into her life, and I mean, she started attracting a different type of man. She was shocked. She was literally shocked because she started attracting daters with intention, guys who were dating with intention, guys who never allowed her to drop her card. You know, but Samira attracted that type of dater because Samira changed. She wouldn't have been able to attract a high-value man had she not become a high-value woman. Because if you're asking for a man who has his shit together, gosh, you better have your shit together or on the path to it, right? If you want a man who knows how to communicate, then you better know how to fucking communicate. If you want a man who's honest, open, doesn't play games, then you, dater, better act grown and come healed enough to have a healthy relationship. Not playing fucking games and shit. Let me give you another example, okay? Because this also goes into your build a man list. I want to keep giving you so many examples so you know how deep I want you to go in building this man. I had another client of mine who we'll call Nude, right? And Nude's biggest complaint was about how her past two exes enjoy the nightlife a little too much, okay? I mean, she didn't mind fully because she, you know, she was a Muslim girl who never got to leave the house or she wanted to leave, but she was balanced, okay? She's like what I call a halal rami, right? She's halal side, but she's got the haram side. So she's like, her halal and haram ratio is like 50-50, you know? But Noor's past two boyfriends were more on the haram side all the way, right? Then she eventually left and was going through her heartbreak. And we finally got to the point where, well, now we're healed enough that let's build that list of that man that you're looking for. She was ready to finally go out to date again. And at the top of Noor's list, I will never forget this, was balances my halal haram ratio perfectly. Helps me grow closer to my faith. I wasn't surprised because it was like the first thing she struggled with in her relationship that she was like, oh my God, I'm with these guys that just, we don't have the same halal haram ratio. We don't. And guess what happened to Noor? She built him, continued to work on herself, and he came, the one. And let me tell you, they are happier than two clams in high water. I know many more Samiras and Noor, right? Women who found love not only by building their man, but actually peeling away the layers of themselves and healing what they needed to in order to meet him. So this works. If I haven't stressed this enough, this works. But intention matters. You can actually attract all good in your life just as you can attract all shit. That includes in the dating area of your life. You can attract all good men when you're in that vibration or pieces of shit when that hold you back, try to control you, that break your heart, make you lose all that time and energy on nothing. And I mean, sure, there'll be lessons learned, but again, some lessons only need to be learned once. Now, I feel like as I've made it clear about what you're built, how you're built, and why, I should give you a warning, okay? I don't know why that sounds so fucking dramatic. But you have to beware because number one, you can build a horrible man that doesn't serve you in any way, shape, or form. Or two, you can build a man you're not ready for. Okay, so those are the two warnings I am going to give. And let me explain. I feel like the first is pretty self-explanatory. So let's go to the second. Some women attract a confident man. Okay, so they put on their list, I want a man who's confident, not a cocky one, a confident man. But when he gets attention from women, even if he doesn't pay it any mind, right? I have had women start having issues with it, nitpicking, starting arguments, all to see how much he cares. You know, playing those games. You know exactly what I'm talking about, ladies. Playing those fucking stupid ass games just to see how much he cares. And forcing him to change aspects of his life, or at least trying to force him to change aspects of his life, get his friends out of his life, etc., all to feed her own insecurity. And even if he's loyal and he's devoted and he adores her, she would fight him and start stupid shit all again just to feel validated. So this always makes me feel like I need to say to daters who are going to build their man, don't ask for a man you're not ready to have. Okay? Do not ask for a man you're not ready to have. Because if you build him, he will come. But are you ready for him? Or are you bringing the same toxic shit from your past into your present? Are you becoming your ex with your current boyfriend? Right? So when you make the list, look at where you can level up yourself. Like, for example, there's some women who want this guy who looks like a Greek statue, but she hasn't walked into the gym since 1976. Nobody's telling you to walk out of the gym looking like Xena the Warrior Princess, but I mean, take care of your body, because if someone takes care of his body, he's going to want a woman who does the same. Doesn't mean you have to have everything in your life and your body and your circumstances figured out. It means you need to level up enough to attract what you want. That type of high-value man wants a certain type of woman. You can complain about it, or you can work your way up to it. Everybody who's worked their way up to it has found love and been happy. Those who don't work towards it are just sitting miserable and bitter woman syndrome. So it comes down to, like, well, what do you really want? Because a tree doesn't grow unless a seed is planted. So you have to be making changes in your life, working towards that. And again, when I'm talking about building the man, this is not just about looks. Because as I said, looks, we've all heard it, right? Looks fade. And it does. We all lose to gravity in time. I mean, no matter how many plastic surgery options are out there, he won't always look good. His body won't always look that amazing. And the same with us, ladies. You know, things will hang. The skin gets loose. I mean, this is the natural process of aging. Unless Brian Johnson changes that, you know. If you're not following him on YouTube, should. So if he figures something out, then we'll be drinking from that fountain of youth in a little bit. But till then, what will always matter is the emotional connection, which is what builds a long-lasting and healthy relationship. I cannot stress that enough. Compatibility, having shared interests and values, you know, and the way that you spend money, the kind of family you come from. It allows you to focus your efforts on finding someone who aligns with your vision of a compatible and fulfilling relationship. This means if you meet a guy and he's handsome and he's sweet and he's wealthy and he's smart and he's relatively a good catch, but he doesn't match your values or core principles of a relationship, you let him go. You don't waste your time dating him, trying to make him the one. You say, he's nice, but no, thank you. I don't want to waste my time. He's not the one. More women need to say that. He's not the one. He's coming. The one is coming. I am patient enough to wait. I will wait. I do not need to act desperate. There are plenty of fish in the sea. This is not the only fish swimming. God help us. You know what I mean? Because beyond looks and superficial traits, what matters is who he is as a person. How does he spend his time? What are his values and interests? And again, do they align with yours? So after you build him, right, you went through this whole list and you built this man. What now? Well, now you wait. If you build him, he will come. You have to work on you while he is coming. And you have to have that faith that he will come. I'm going to bring up Field of Dreams again because, again, not spoiling the movie, but please watch. It took time for his manifestation to come. It didn't happen overnight. He almost gave up faith, right? At one point, he was like, gosh, I don't know if this is going to happen. And it did. And so you have to have that same type of faith. You have to be working on you for him to come. That's the only way it happens, ladies. I've been doing this for 16 years. I've watched daters from all around the globe, women, men, different sexual orientations, faith, cultures, doesn't matter. It's the same everywhere. You have to be working on you, and then they show up. You meet them at a party, meet them at an event, going to the gas station, getting a one table at IHOP of all places. I just had a client have that happen. They just happened to meet somebody along the way who was traveling through. It is a beautiful thing. It makes me get emotional even thinking about it because it awes me every single time. Every single time where I'm like, wow, look how beautiful. How beautiful that if we let go and we focus on ourselves, if you build him, he will most definitely come. That's it for this first episode of Mastering the D. I really enjoyed this, guys, and I really enjoyed just kind of just going with it and not worrying about what I'm saying, but just kind of speaking from the heart and telling you how this goes. And I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. And please write your list. And if you feel inspired to share it with me, I'll give you my 2 cents. Just DM me at expiredandfabulous on Instagram and I'll give you my 2 cents. And also just make sure to just drop a note if you enjoyed the episode and what you got from this and anything you'd like to hear discussed in future episodes. Make sure to tune in to Mastering the D every Thursday and Sunday or until you get tired of hearing my voice. I'm Faiza, and until next week, stay off that D until you have mastered the D.